Welcome to the Coach Louisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Louisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Louisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lilisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/LilisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Louisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Absolutely great morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show on today. Welcome to those in the chat room. Good morning. Welcome to those who will listen by switchboard. Welcome. I tell you, if you're going to listen to the archive, welcome. Well, I want to just let you know right up front, please go and tell everyone. Well, don't go right now, but when you get a chance, if you can text fast enough, if you can type fast enough, get everyone that you want to help, get them on the line today, because I know I'm not the only helper. I know my co-host, Mr. Versi Walker. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my God. Awesome, awesome. I know we're not the only ones who want to help people. You want to help people. Get them on this call this morning. The number 347-945-7991. If they are in their car, if they are on the train, I heard Mr. Versi Walker, I know in New York, they're contemplating getting access to Wi-Fi and access to cell phones in the subways now.
Oh, wow. That would be excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, so that means that as people are standing down there, bored to death, waiting on their train, they can jump on the morning call right here on Blog Talk Radio. That's going to be awesome.
That will be. I know, didn't want to interrupt you, but it's important that you brought that up, because I have neighbors that commute 2 hours to the city, so they go from their home here and spend 2 hours on the train in the city. They would love to hear shows like this and be able to hear them on the trains, and so that would be excellent.
That's going to be awesome. And for those of you who are calling from Georgia, we have our friends from Georgia, from the ATL. God bless you and welcome to the show today. This is the Coach Louisa Show with my co-host, Mr. Versi L. Walker, our midweek motivator. He's here each and every Wednesday morning, and what an awesome treat you have today. Don't miss not 1 minute of the segment today. Do stay with us. Also, if you are logging in, if you're on the phone and you'd like to come into the chat room as well, because you can ask questions, you can make comments, you can leave your comments, you can log into blogtalkradio.com/Coach Louisa. Also, we have all kinds of events coming up. So stay tuned. We're going to tell you about those at the close of the show. And I tell you, it's just been a fantastic fantastic week so far. It's been amazing. Well, we here at the Coach Lisa Show, we're here to motivate you, to move you, to empower you, and to inspire you. As Mr. Walker's book reminds us, you're going to be saying one day, success, how I ended up here. And keep in mind, that is the title of his book, that he's going around the world talking about this book, being interviewed on television. I saw him on TV. I've heard him interviews on the internet. Mr. Walker, you are doing big, successful things, and we want people to know that here is here, and every day here is here. So you can't ever rest. You know, I know you heard people say success is not a destination but a journey. So you have to keep going. You have to keep it up. But Mr. Walker has an awesome, awesome topic each and every week. And I know some people are still dialing in. So we're just giving people a chance to get up. Some people have to actually wake up, you know, Mr. Walker, for this call.
You know what, and I appreciate it, and I definitely enjoy it, and, you know, their efforts. And it's something you just said about, you know, success being a journey, you know, journey not a destination, and that you got to keep forging forward, in essence. And it's true. You got to keep planting. You got to keep watering that seed, because each year, you know, the harvest changes. Each year, you know, the climate changes, and you want to make sure that you're still prepared for this backdrop and to be a part of this landscape. And, you know, success, you know, it gives great rewards, but like anything else, if you don't keep at it, I mean, you spend a year working out to get into that dress for your sister-in-law's wedding, and then, you know, the months leading after that, you don't continue that process. Well, that success that you experienced and that, you know, joy that you felt and those compliments that you got by Christmas, you're no longer getting that and you're angry. But once you get to those points, it just takes a little effort on a daily basis to maintain what you have acquired. And you find that is being more successful because you've, you know, completed or you conquered something, and then you made it sustainable for your life. So you know what? Everybody has it in them. There's great opportunities that lie before us, and I want each and every one of our listeners and those that they're associated with and that can hear the sound of our voices to experience just that, success, because it's our birthright.
It is. It's our God-given right. I can't help but to think about how God told Joshua. He says, I will give you the gospel of good success. And ever since I learned that scripture and heard it, I have never forgotten it. It is one that I try to remember each and every day. You're right. It is a God-given right, a birthright, because who gave us birth is the same person. And then I love it. I love it. Oh, you can't, don't try to separate birth from God. You'll never do it. And I could tell you a funny story about that on another day. But then there's the Jeremiah 29:11. Many people love that one. He says, I know the plans I have for you. And this is what I love about his plans, you know, ... to give you hope and a future. Now, anyone that wants to give you a future, let me tell you, and this same person is the one who said that every good and perfect gift comes from him. Listen, the rest is history. So we welcome you to the show. I'm going to get out of the way, and I'm going to let Mr. Versi Walker bring to you, as he does each and every Wednesday, bring to you a dynamic, life-changing, life-lifting. If you were down in the dumps, you can get over it right now, because he's about to push you up higher. He's about to dig you out of that ditch. If you are stuck in a rut, it ain't going to be happening. You're about to get out of that rut. If you had some challenges facing you when you got to work this morning, well, you're about to get some tools, some strategies, and some armor to help you deal with that. It's going to be an awesome day. Congratulations to all of you who are celebrating anything today, wedding anniversaries. If you're celebrating your birthdays, congratulations. Welcome to another year. For those of you who are celebrating your businesses, maybe you've been in business 1 year today. Maybe you're celebrating your sobriety. Maybe you're celebrating a divorce. We know some people do celebrate those things. Wherever you might, yes, they do. It's unfortunate, but they do. Sometimes it is fortunate, too. So congratulations, welcome, and I'll be back a little later. Mr. Versi Walker, the renowned motivational speaker, his dream. He's living it each and every day. You've heard him state that all he wanted to do was become a motivational speaker. I've heard him just in the past 2 days. I listened to your interview. I only heard about it this morning. I listened to it this morning. What a powerful interview. But I definitely, both of them, and the one that I heard that you were being interviewed on television, what it was, J.L. Walker?
T.J. Walker.
T.J. Walker, yeah, I got it close. That was so beautiful. You all got to see him in action. All right, Mr. Walker, it's all yours.
You know what, thank you so much, Coach. Good morning, everybody. I hope that everybody's experiencing a wonderful week this week. As always, I'm excited and glad to join you here for our Wednesday morning Midweek Inspiration Show. Many thanks to you, the listeners, for tuning in each and every week, and also to you, Coach, for, again, allowing me to share this platform and give the listeners some information based on my experiences and being able to provide positive messages and information to help others to hopefully change their life, empower them, and definitely to enlighten them within, you know, that power, because as we just said, God gives us all the power. We must give him all the glory, and everything that we want is deep inside of us. We just have to pull it out. We have to believe enough to receive and achieve all the things that we want in life, because it's right in, within our midst. We have it at our fingertips, and oftentimes it eludes us because we just don't know that we're in possession of it. And I think that's probably, you know, one of the worst things is that you had or have something available to you and you just didn't know it. There's been many a time that I've been at the store and I purchased something, a tool or an item. I'm like, oh, man, I can use that. I need this. Wow. And I buy it only to come home and realize that I already had it, that I already purchased it some time ago, but I didn't remember it. So even though I could take that new item back, but it's just the fact that if I didn't know that I had it, I probably had needed to use it weeks and months before and just didn't do it because I didn't know I had those tools available to me. So I want the listeners to definitely take this information each and every week that we're trying to provide using this platform to spread information around the country, letting people know that you too can have everything you want, and success is just a click away in some instances. And I want to make sure everyone knows that they have the power within and they can do great things. Today I want to start off with a few updates, you know, regarding my book tour. And thank you, Coach, for listening and looking at the interviews that was done on Monday and Tuesday of this week. The television interview that you mentioned was with T.J. Walker, who's actually the founder and owner of Media Worldwide Training. That's down in Manhattan, and that was actually my first television interview, and I think it went well, and I was nervous as all get out.
Oh, it went great. Let me tell you, if that was your first, you don't have to tell anybody because they would never know. Let me tell you, you were stunning. It was awesome. She was awesome, the person who interviewed you. That was really, really, really top-notch. I know as soon as NBC and all the other major networks who have those types of interviews where they bring people on, and they all do, to talk about their new books and things like that, they're going to be giving you a call because that really was a highly professional, informative, and positive interview. And that's what the world, even though they may not know what they need right now, but the world needs that. I think we wouldn't have had that situation with the young man jumping off the bridge last week had he known that he could end up successful. So back at you, that was great.
And I thank you so much. And when you mentioned the ABC, the CNNs, the Roland Martins, they will, you know, come knocking and come calling. But unfortunately, I'm realizing now, and again, it's part of my naivete, just starting this industry, writing a book, you know, pursuing this journey and trying to get to where I ultimately know I need to be. They want numbers. Oprah Winfrey wants to see numbers. It has to be a compelling story. They want you to be, you know, a number one top-selling author. And so oftentimes people like me and yourself never get to make it to that level because our book doesn't say number one best-selling author. It doesn't say Amazon best-selling author. So we don't get to share our stories with the Oprah Winfrey, with the Jay Leno's and Larry King, and we have such a powerful message. It may be moving the churches. It may be moving our neighbors and our friends, but the masses haven't been able to reach it because it doesn't have that title. That title is kind of like the title of saying the Grammy Award-winning or Emmy-nominated. Once you get those titles, and everyone wants to talk to you and listen to you, but right now the group and the nucleus and the support that we have is a great foundation because that keeps us grounded. But these are the people who really need this information today. And I'm believing in our listeners, our friends, our colleagues, that they're going to start spreading this information, and it's going to just start spreading like wildfire. And that's why I keep letting people know exactly what I'm doing, how things have transpired, and where I came from to get here, to let them know that, again, this is not just a destination, it's a journey. And I've been on this road for quite some time and still maneuvering and doing things that I didn't even know. I had no idea that were actually leading me down this path. I didn't know systematically flipping those burgers at McDonald's in the way, in the manner in which they did it was an organizational skill that I would then subsequently use in my business today. I didn't know, you know, being able to speak on the intercom as a ticket agent, and when I was working in Chicago as a ticket agent for Chicago Transit Authority, that that would make me and allow me to have the variances in my voice and be able to project myself when I'm talking on the mic or speaking on this phone today. It is these little things that will then come to build the greater empire. And so don't dismiss the things that you're doing today, people. Don't dismiss the job, the relationships, and everything, because they're building that character. They're building that necessity, and if you do it right with the proper discipline, because I always tell people, you're who you are no matter where you are. Let that resonate for a moment. You're who you are no matter where you are. You cannot convince me, if you and I were co-workers and we were sitting down at lunch in the lunchroom, and you got up from the table and left your mess still sitting there, you could not convince me, oh, yeah, but at my house, you can eat off the floor. I wouldn't do this at home, but they got people who can clean this up here, so I'll leave that there. No, I'm a believer, Coach, that if you would do that in a public forum, it could only be worse in a private sector. So you're who you are no matter where you are. So if you're disciplined, if you're focused, if you're a good humanitarian, if you're an honest individual with great intentions, that will then resonate in every aspect of your life. And again, when you show up, there will no longer be any questions because people will then see you and know that you're the answer. So all of those things helped me, cultivated me, and brought me into this new season. And so today I want to go back and I want to discuss the book signing tour because there's a few things that have happened and I'm glad they are and I'm appreciative. I will be doing a second book signing on this coming Thursday, so that's tomorrow, at the Reagan National Airport right outside of D.C. And that will be taking place from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. They don't know it yet, but I'll be there too. And on this coming Friday, I'll also be at the Dulles Airport, which is right outside of Northern Virginia. And that one, I'll be doing the book signing from 2 to 7. And those, again, are inside the bookstores, the Parity Bookshops, right there inside of the airport. So if you happen to be in the area or you know someone who needs to see me, who needs this information, please come by. And if you can't find me because there are three locations, one inside the outside the corridor of the actual terminal and two inside the terminal, you know what, call me. I'll give you the phone number, area code 773-858-4299. I'll come outside and I'll spend time and I'll talk with you. Also, on Friday, October 22nd, from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., I'll be back here in New York at the JFK International Airport doing the same things. So everybody, come by, say hi, grab a copy of your autographed book and spend time and realize what we're saying, that the information that I'm sharing with you and so much more are trapped in the pages of this book. And knowledge is not information, as I always say, it's transformation. But information unorganized means nothing. The libraries are compiled with a lot of information, but until someone grabs those books, puts those chemicals together, they can never make that particular item. Let's say, I read a story about a gentleman, I think it's Dutton, was making perm, him and his wife, in his kitchen years back, and they were sticking labels on it, but they were stirring up in the pots on the stove. But they went to the library, and they studied the chemicals to straighten hair. And they created Dudley's product, which is one of the most premier hair care products in the beauty industry. So it's right here in the pages of this book. Please, people, grab a copy of them and let it release. Also, during the Thanksgiving holiday, I'll be traveling back home to Chicago, and I'll be doing a book signing. I'm looking to try to do one in also in Detroit as well as in Indianapolis airports. We haven't confirmed that yet, but I'm definitely doing a big one at Let's Get Poppin', which is a gourmet popcorn shop and bakery owned by my good friends Bobby and Mr. Marsh. And part of the proceeds, and this is where I know I'm in a different place in my life, because I've been given so much, I've taken it before, but now I want to give back. So now a portion of my proceeds will go to a 501c3 non-for-profit organization that is benefiting and supporting the youth. We need to help our youth at an alarming rate. These things are disturbing, which are going on. I'm hearing that at my daughter's school, and I'm in rural America, so I'm thinking that we're okay. I'm hearing there's some guys that are spacing out in the classroom. These guys are taking drugs just to go to class and be able to sit for a half an hour, 45 minutes. This was unheard of, unfounded. But this is what some of our kids are going through today. So a portion of my proceeds and anyone else who wants to contribute or support will go to help the youth. That's the mission I'm on, and I'm not excluding anyone else, because when I talk to youth, I want to see a parent or an adult right there, because not only do the children need to hear it, these parents, these adults, these people who have been beaten down so much by life, who are giving up and feeling that there is no hope, that there are no value. They have no value, no worth, no self-esteem. If you don't have esteem for self, how can you have esteem for someone else? If you don't know how or never have loved yourself, you can never love another. It is just words. The true passion, the true burning desire, man's whole focus and whole purpose is to communicate, to be loved, and to love someone else. And so we're getting, you know, these young girls are becoming pregnant. These young boys are having babies. They're doing things. They're trying to buy bigger rims, more Gucci, more Coach, have more tattoos and more body piercings to say, hey, look at me, I'm somebody. That doesn't say that to me. That says, look at me, I'm crying. Look at me, I'm hurting inside. I don't know who I am and what I am and whose I am, so I'm perpetrating this fraud. I'm putting on this front, this veneer, to make you think that I'm about my business. And it's not that, people. We have to get on board. So those are the things that I'm doing in the upcoming weeks. And if there's anyone else who needs me, Coach Lalisa, or anyone else we know, to come by and speak, to present, or offer a kind word, please hit us up on Facebook, go to our website, do all those things that you would do if you truly felt that you were in an emergency and you or someone else needed help. Also, for anyone who's wishing an autographed copy of my book, or to learn a little bit more about me, just visit my website at www.versiewalker.com. That's V as in victory, E-R, SIEWALKER.com. Coach, I know you mentioned that we had some callers from Atlanta. We have them from St. Louis.
Ohio.
Yes. We even
Ohio.
Have Coach Jay in Germany.
We have Coach Jay.
We have a caller from North Carolina. We have Cincinnati, Ohio, and other parts of Ohio. We have New Jersey, Nashville, Tennessee, California, and those are the cities of other people that have checked in with me. But I am sure there are friends. I have a lot of friends in Texas, so I'm sure that some of them are also listening to the show. And we have Canada. We have Cubanitos calls from Canada. And, I mean, yeah, so those are the cities I know, and I'm sure you have people calling in from New York, California, Washington, D.C., and many, many other places.
And that's what I want to touch on that for a second. And I want to say hello as well as thank you to a listener of ours from Medina, California. She friended me the other day on Facebook and went on to tell me that she enjoyed our show. I'm like, California? Wow. And she said, you know what, I even tried to purchase your book from Amazon, but they were out of it. And so I asked her to go directly to the website and purchase her book, and I'll make sure I autograph it and send her a gift as well. 20 minutes later, I get a message saying that you have a purchase, kind of like that message, you got mail. So I went and took a look, and she purchased two books. She then emailed me back, but I asked her to make sure that she gave me the names of each individual who she was purchasing the book for, because I wanted to make sure I identified them, you know, and wrote their name as this, you know, for this book. When we corresponded back and forth for a moment, come to find out one of the books was for herself, and the other one was for her young child, her youngest child, her 23-year-old son, Brandon, which she's trying feverishly to keep him on track. Any good mother would. These are trying times. They're spiritual warfare. They are attacking our children vehemently. They're inundating us with negative connotations on the news. There's stigmatism and the stereotypes that we thought, and I at least thought, were dead in the last century, and they're facing us today. You know, the bullying situation, what it really is actually a new face to an old problem. You know, now being able to do it on the Internet, and so when you used to be scared to go to school or go to the playground or to the youth center because somebody may pick on you, you know what? Now you can walk to your local Starbucks and somebody's pointing at you and laughing, and you don't know why, because they're looking at their cell phone for an act that you did unconsciously that nobody had a right to violate, and it was none of their business, or no one had a right to tease you, and it was none of their business, and the pressures that are placed upon these kids today are atrocious, and we have to pay attention. So this young lady, Miss Gloria, bought one not only for herself but for her son. And I say to you, Gloria, I see you, and my prayers are with you. And to your son, Brandon, we'll talk soon. God bless. Also, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier about the situation at Rutgers University. A terrible miscarriage of justice, a travesty, to say the least. This is happening more often than we even care to admit or to know about. There's a gentleman, a former Denver Bronco receiver by the name of Kenny McKinley, who just last week killed himself, took his life. More of these guys are showing up on the news with DUI charges, drug charges, domestic abuse, just flying off the handle. And we look at with the untrained eye, sometimes the very insensitive untrained eye, and say, why are they doing it? They got all this money. They got all this. They done lost their mind. If I had that money, I wouldn't. You don't know what you would do if you had their money along with their pressures. I didn't realize until reading that article, my wife pointed that out, I didn't realize the pressure that these young men are under, especially the African-American population, because oftentimes these are first-generation college students, first-generation professional, anything. So we have a tendency to want to carry everybody with us. We need mom and them, Uncle so-and-so, no good brother, sister. We want to carry all of them, and so now we have to maintain a certain level a certain decorum, a certain lifestyle that we believe should be associated with this. And I don't think our non-African-American colleagues suffer the same fate, because most of these guys have been so rooted. They've had these things afforded to them, and the father and mother say, you know what, me and mom okay on the farm, you go ahead and live your life. Where we're living in unsavory conditions, and there's no way in heck I'm going to be a professional football player and my mama's still living in the projects. We just ain't going to do it. But the pressures that go along with that, just imagine a camera fixed on you each and every day of your life from the moment you signed that contract. Think about this. If you went to a job and every day there's a team of people who you say good morning to, who then go into a room and shut the blinds and they review the tape of what you did the day before, and jump on the phone and see if there's a new person out there anywhere that's available to eliminate your position. This is what these football players go through. This is what these basketball players go through. Each and every game, there is a team of people who are scrutinizing every move they make. You're a hero today, and you're a zero tomorrow. So one fumble can be the end of your career. One knee injury can be the ending of your career. You can be a one-year veteran, a one-year newcomer or a 12-year veteran. But again, I don't know of any other job that you are so scrutinized and easily replaced. So we even do this now sometimes with our kids, Coach. We do this with our relationships. Everything is replaceable. We're in such a microwave society that if it doesn't cook up in 3 minutes, toss it and go in the freezer and grab another bag. So these guys are trying to build a future. Many of them, these sports is all they had. They don't identify with anything else. There's nothing else. I mean, they don't play the drums. They don't fix cars. They were only put on that field, and so the only field they were put on this earth to perform that feat. And if they can't do that, they're taking their lives.
Wow.
It's unfortunate. We must, as a group and as a society, we have to bite the bullet, whether that person is paying your rent and your mortgage or he's just a guy down the street that you know he knows better. Grab a hold of him. Coach, if he can't hear your words, he can feel your power. Hug him. Stop and drop to your knees and pray for him and with him. Let him know that there's a better life. The gentleman at Rutgers, you know, one phone call, one click of the button, one morning of listening to us, and perhaps he would have known that there will be a better tomorrow. Perhaps he would have known that this ain't his season right now. And what those people did was a violation of the highest proportion and the highest degree, and they'll get what they get. There's a situation where I didn't understand where people like him, they need to be able to release the information themselves. So what those two individuals did, they took that right away from him. Maybe he was adjusting. Maybe he was just beginning to pick up the phone and call that mother and that father of his to say, you know what, Dad and Mom, I'm a little different than what you think, and I'm okay with that. But he did not get that opportunity because those two individuals took that right away from him. They might as well have pulled the trigger themselves. They might as well have pushed him off the bridge themselves. I can only imagine. My uncle said years ago, when you go to the pearly gates and you're trying to get in, they're going to replay all the things that you said in your lifetime. I said, everything? He said, yes. I said, everything? He said, yes, that's the checks and balance to see are you worthy to come, you know, to meet your Lord. I was only 10 then, Coach. I was 10 years old. And I said one or two words that I may have heard somebody say. I ran under the L track, and when the train came, I took the top of my lungs and said those words. Now I'm a grown man. there's some words and some things I said in thought that I don't want ever repeated. Definitely not on the internet at the expense of my character and out of content. It was unfair. It is unfounded. But this is the society that we're in. We're being titillated by lethargic, nasty, go-nowhere information. The Esquire sells millions of copies of newspapers with, you know, Lindsay Lohan on the cover. But nobody says, let's grab this girl and hug this girl because she's going down the road. See, the signs are there. And Nicole, signs are there. You know,
yes.
I had the misfortune of not doing several things in my life. I loved Michael Jordan as a basketball player. I lived in Chicago, Illinois, not too far from the stadium, and I never, ever seen this man play. My time is gone. That season has passed because he no longer plays football. I mean, you know, basketball anymore. I love Phyllis Hyman. She had the time and the money, but not the right mindset. I could have saw her on more than one occasion, but she's no longer here anymore. She felt like she was so deep in pain and no one understood, and she took her own life. And people, believe me, you don't have to be stiff in a morgue or in the ground to be dead. You could be mentally and socially dead. And so many people are walking around here numbing themselves out of life from drugs and everything else, and then turn around and want to drink coffee and take a 5-minute or a 5-hour energy booster. Your body is a self-regulating, self-healing, self-alarming, greatest tool that's ever been created. Anything else that you put in it is only destroying the mechanism and destroying the potentiality of what this thing can do because you're altering it because you think you're giving it something it doesn't need. So people, again, help not only our youth, but your sisters, your brothers, your neighbors. We are in a bad state of affairs right now, and I believe we can make it. I believe we're coming out of it. However, it looks so far away. So I want to, again, say a special prayer to the Rutgers University individual, to the Denver, Colorado, to the other people that don't make it to be on the front page news because they're just as important. It doesn't matter your station in life. It just matters that you had a life. And how much more life that these individuals could have given to the world. This man didn't even know that he would have been embraced because the finger would have been pointed not at the act in which he indulged in, but the people who photographed and copied and then disseminated that information. They're the wrong ones. They're the wrongdoers. And we got to let people know that. We have to sincerely embrace them and let them know you're going to be all right. Now, I saw a post that you did yesterday, and I loved it. And I want to read it, and I want to quote it. Your post said, "This is the fastest life-changing strategy I know. Change your attitude, and you'll change your life." You said it really does work. If you want something you never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. And for some, that means changing your attitude. And the part I like is when you said, you know what, don't worry. If you don't like the new you, you can go back to the old one. You can go back to the old one. You know, I didn't think, you know, and I don't have one today, but I had one before. I didn't think, you know, a Mercedes was any different than a Chevy Cavalier.
Okay.
Until you feel that leather, until you see the amenities that come with that car. Then all of a sudden you start not even justifying the cost difference. You better understand the cost difference. And once you got that new or that nice or that different thing, there ain't no you going back. You don't want to go back. You said it here before. You said it here before, Coach. You know what? No one rises to low expectations.
That's right.
You know, no one
runs
backwards. They move forward.
That's right.
They move forward. So I love that post, and especially that last thing. You know what? Because people want some guarantees. They want some security. So if I do what you're telling me, and if it don't work, you say, well,
okay,
if it don't work, you can always go back.
Yes.
You can.
Yes. You know, and Mr. Walker, thank you for that, because you know where I got saying that from was when I was dealing with a lot of young people and the students at the college when I was there full time. And a lot of times, you know, you would tell them to do their homework, or you would tell them that if you study 4 hours a night for each subject, you'll get an A, and they're already getting a D, okay? But you're trying to help them get an A, and they're like, I don't believe studying is going to help me. I don't believe turning in my assignments on time are going to help me. Like, in other words, show me the money, you know, type of thing.
Right.
And, well, fine, you know, but then just try it. And if it doesn't work, you can go back to not studying. You can go back to, not, you know what I'm saying, if your grades don't change from that D to that A or from that D to that B. Because, I mean, and I understand people say, well, I just want, they go from a D to a C, I'm happy. Well, see, there you have it. No one rises to low expectations.
Expectation
is just that you go from a D to a C, you see. But if we challenge them to go to the A, let me tell you, looking at my nephews and nieces, because I don't have natural children, but let me tell you, one thing that you, if any of you with children know, you all know this, even if you don't want to admit it, children love a challenge. So back to you, Mr. Walker.
No, that is so true. So I got a kick out of it, so I wanted to make sure I did bring it up again in today's topic, you know, today's discussion. And you, for those who weren't listening, I hope you were, but those who weren't listening, today's topic, and I use it a couple of times, I want to talk about the topic of season. You know, as I'm looking outside of my window here in my home, and I'm looking at the leaves as they're changing colors, the grass is no longer growing. I'm seeing that now because coming, it's still dark as I'm waking up. It's going to be darker by Sunday because we actually roll our clocks back, if I'm not mistaken. But this is a change in the season. And so I want to kind of research and find out, what does this mean? I'm seeing the deers in my backyard. Their coats are changing color, and they're getting fat. I'm looking at the other animals, and they're storing up food and fat. Look at the birds and how they're flying, you know, in a different altitude. Each of these animals instinctively are getting prepared for what we call a season, this autumn season, this fall season, this winter season. But I really want to find out, and this made me wonder, we use this word all the time, season. What did it really mean, and definitely and especially, what does it mean as it applies to us as spiritual beings and as human beings, as individuals? So I went and looked it up in the dictionary. And according to the dictionary, if you use this word as a noun, it can mean a variety of things. One would be one of the four periods of the year, spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Also, it could be a period of the year when something is best or available, such as, this is oyster season. Now, it also can mean suitable, proper, fitting, or time when something is right. When used as a verb without object, one may say, season means to mature, ripen, or condition by exposure to suitable conditions or treatment. A riper season by experience. Now, season, when you use it as a verb without object, it can mean for a season, meaning for a time. In good season, meaning in enough time, sufficiently early. As an example, all applicants will be notified of our decision in good season. And also, we use the word in due season, meaning at the right time, opportunely. That takes me back to the top of the hour and what I'm sharing with you with the book tours, the interviews, the things I'm trying to do to move forward in my career personally and professionally, and how now in this new season, I'm not just looking to be a receiver of God's graces. I want to be a giver. To give back, to plant seeds that in due season will harvest and come to pass, that will, you know, flourish and go ahead and germinate out in the universe to make other individuals as great as they possibly can be. I don't think I have the power, and I haven't been knighted, and I don't think that I have all the tools available to make a person. But I darn sure believe I have not only the gumption, the energy, the tenacity, and the will to best help someone. Because if I can't help you, I sure won't hurt you. If I don't know the information, if we can't go together to seek it, I'll seek it out and I'll pass it on to you. So in due season, good season, in and out of season, we hear these words so many times. We talk about in and out of season when it comes to fashion, when it comes to vegetables, and it comes to fruits. But again, what does that mean when it comes to each and every one of us? Understand, regardless of the time of the year, we all have our seasons. And for me, after my year and a half of creating New Look Publishing, writing my book, Success, How I Ended Up Here, and creating my brand, Versi Walker, I'm just now coming into my season. And when I saw the word meaning to mature, to ripen, or conditioned by exposure, I'm like, aha. So where I most desired the results of my efforts that I'm receiving today, I could have darn sure used them 6 months ago. Oh, the rejections, the phone calls that weren't being returned, the emails and faxes that weren't being returned, that could play on one's esteem. It could play on one's ego should he or her have one. It gets to the point where the burden started getting very heavy. And I started questioning, am I on the right track? Am I doing the right thing? I'm planting these seeds. But am I planting an apple tree in the wintertime? I don't know. A guy just gave me a bag of seeds, and he told me it'll grow, so I'm planting them. But I could be planting the wrong thing for this season. But I stayed diligent, Coach. I constantly made some phone calls when some days I just wanted to go to bed. I constantly took my book everywhere I went. I gave out my business card for those who didn't even want to buy my book. But here, take this information, please. I'm offering this to you because I believe that you deserve to see and read and have this in your possession. And I stayed true to what I believe will get me to the level in which I want to go to. And I'm doing it the grassroots tactics. I'm one man with a trillion hats. They're people who hire marketing and PR firms to do what we're doing, Coach. I remember last year when I got my book, I took my son's radio flyer, little red pulling wagon, and took my children door to door to knock on neighbors known and unknown to us and told them and asked them, you know what, I just created a book. It's my first book, and I would love your support. Some didn't answer the door. Some closed the door. And others did open the door, and they made those purchases. So there's people who have my book today that didn't get them the traditional method. They didn't come to my house for a party, and they just happened to see the book, and they bought it. I knocked on the door because I realized that's how all great information has been received, word of mouth, walking the streets, knocking on doors, showing people that you have a passion for what you believe in so that they can then make that investment and jump on board. It's real easy after we get on Oprah to say, oh, I know them. That's my girl. That's my guy. Oh, yeah, I got their book that they just bought the day when they knew you were getting on Oprah. It's very easy to talk about success and those who are successful after they have already gotten there. Oprah Winfrey says it all the time. She said, people who, you know, knew me when, that kicked me when I was down and talked about me like I was a dog, they are now saying, oh, I always knew you were going to make it. She said, no, they didn't. They didn't even wish the best for me. So they didn't know I was going to make it because they tried to do everything to make sure I didn't make it. So people, get on board. Because, again, not only is it my season, I firmly believe it's your season. So, therefore, it's our season. And so, again, as I shared with you last week, I'm very busy. I'm going here. I'm running there. And I am eternally grateful and thankful. But believe me when I tell you, it's been a long time coming. You know, when we were there in Philadelphia, Coach, I mentioned, you know, how you said, and I think on this phone call, how you said you met Les Brown 17 years ago. No, I think 15 years ago. And I'm like, wait a minute, I met him that same time too. And that's when you said that was your aspirations for what you wanted to do. And I'm like, wait a minute, I have the same aspirations.
So this isn't something that, you know, picked up overnight, even though I charted this direction. I mapped out this, you know, just some 2 years ago, finally committing to it. But I had been wanting to do this for quite some time and had others telling me, you should do that. But everybody says that. I'm learning that now. You have a story about breaking your toe. Somebody tell you you should write a book. You have a story about whomping on your child, and that child became a great scientist. Somebody will tell you to write a book. It's just what we say. It's just what we say. But a lot of people don't realize words have power, and there's merit behind it, because they probably should write a book, because there's so many others who broke a toe and didn't know what to do. So many others who are sparing the rod and have spoiled the child and just need to have confirmation so they can reaffirm what they're trying to do in their life, in their world, and in their affairs. But, you know, you got to be about that season. And so when I say it's been a long time, believe me. Because not too long ago, I was here in my home office going stir crazy. It seemed like all of my best efforts were in vain, Coach. And I felt that maybe, just maybe, this wasn't for me. That perhaps I've been a little bit more off than I could chew. That, you know what, Versi, you know what, you're just not the one. You know, hey, what makes you different than Greg down the street who wrote a book 5 years ago? You know what, but I'm like, I'm living what I'm talking about. I see so many guys, they're very eloquent. They can write love stories, you know, and never been in love. Matter of fact, you know, some of the worst people, but their writing styles are so great, and they can convince people to follow them, and they have no intention on doing what they're telling you to do because they only want to make a buck. But when I tell you, again, I stood in train station 6 years ago passing out samples of popcorn for my soon-to-be popcorn company called Hot and Poppin', Chicago-style gourmet popcorn. When I tell you that it was cold Decembers that I did this, I lived that moment. When I tell you that my businesses almost didn't take off the ground because little Versi was so young, and every time I walked out the room, he would wake up. He's one of those guys, he can sense when you're not there. We had a connection. So I could lay on the couch with him, Coach, and he would sleep for days. But the moment he fell asleep and I went into the study to start building and typing and sending out proposals and getting information, he would then cry for me to come and hold him. That almost prevented me from following through with my dreams. When I first wanted to become an entrepreneur and businessman, and I called around for various popcorn companies asking them, could I franchise their business? Could they help me get mine off the ground? And they told me, no, never will, not for you or no one else. I could have said no. It wasn't my season. But I made a phone call, and the phone call got answered, Coach. And the lady on the other end, she said, who are you and where are you from? She said, let's get back. Let's talk about this. You know, we never franchised. We never did what you're talking about, but let me think about it. And so she was gracious enough to let me keep calling her over a period of time, and then her husband got on the phone because, you know, we're protectors. He wanted to see who's calling his wife and what I got to talk about. So he tells me, no, we don't do this. Do you know how many people come in here trying to get in our business and wouldn't help us? We don't do this for nobody. You know, that would be insane. You would put ourselves out of business. I'm like, sir, hear me out. I'm getting in your business whether you help me or not. I said, but I would like your help. I'm running one of your own. I'm from Chicago. I'll be in town in 2 weeks. Can we please sit down and meet? He afforded me the opportunity. He gave me a time to be there. I didn't show up late and make excuses. I showed up early and on time. I had my business in order. I showed him my proposals, my logo, my business plan. I showed him how I can take his popcorn and put it in places it ain't today. And in 3 hours, after sitting in that man's office, him showing me every aspect of the building, he telling me about every nail post he put in the wall when he put this business together, hugged up, smiling and laughing, I walked out the door with a gentleman's agreement, with a handshake, that I can now have the entire East Coast distribution of that popcorn. He wasn't going to give me the ingredients, and I can respect that. He wasn't going to give me carte blanche, and I understood that. But what he did for me, he allowed me to buy his popcorn at a small discount and private label it under my brand and under my name, which then gave birth to my entrepreneurial desires. And that was 6 years ago, three businesses ago. But again, I'm constantly transforming because, like the planted seeds I'm telling you about, I'm in season. I'm always trying to make it available, or at least have myself available for new opportunities. And so I understand people. I know firsthand how extremely difficult, especially during this season, to stay hopefully optimistic to what the future may bring us. Both the housing and job markets remain bleak and uncertain. More and more than ever before, ever heard of, we're hearing crimes riddling our radio stations and our airwaves, telling us about people who are doing some god-awful, ugly things. And we're inundated constantly with information, and most of it, Coach, is negative. As we've all heard it said a million times, this too shall pass. See, people, and I'm unfortunate for the gentleman at Rutgers, unfortunate for the Denver Bronco former football player, they didn't understand. It can never stay dark forever. As fall gives away to spring, and as sure as day turns into night, this too shall pass. And I say to all of you listening, keep the faith. This is our season. This is your time to shine. Don't get discouraged. See, I must confess, I did. A million times I got discouraged. Times when I couldn't afford to take my kids to the movies, or when I couldn't sell one book in an entire month. I know it's hard, but you can and you will prevail. Just keep putting in the work, and all that you want will come to pass. And understand, this is your due season. Because as I rise, you rise. And the only reason I rise is because you rise. I'm only shining because you're providing the sun. Listeners, understand, today and moving forward is the best day for the rest of your life. Take hold and believe what I tell you. Try the principles. Do what we're talking about. Change your attitude, and it will determine your altitude. Because you can't go high when you're carrying a lot of baggage. The young lady years ago who had the song Bag Lady, I didn't understand what she was saying. I didn't understand what she said. But you know what, people, we're carrying suitcases on the left and the right of us. Old relationships, old hurts, old disappointments, bad thoughts, ill feelings. We're carrying this every day, and we're trying to smile through it because we're resilient. We're a brilliant group of people, and we feel that people can't see our skirt. You know, our suits are showing because we think the skirt is long enough, but people are seeing it. But unfortunately, no one has the courage to tell you, you know what, girl, you out of pocket. You know what, young man, you done lost your mind. We got to get you back on the right track. So to Miss Gloria Sykes and all the other mothers out there, to Coach, to our listeners, everybody, forge forward. Go out there and be fearless and stay resilient because I care, and I know you care too.
Yes. Awesome. 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 Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. Powerful, powerful Mr. Versi L. Walker. I know they're going to be running out there getting that book. I mean, those people that, I mean, television, radio, internet, all the places where you're going to help people, people you can change your life. I want to give a special shout-out and thank you to, I believe it's Marilyn, who is down there in Georgia, also to Miss Tina right here in Newark. Thank you for supporting us. I don't take it lightly for your support, for your purchases of the book. Yes, we wrote these books to help you. We did not just write them to sell. They are to help you to achieve your highest potential, to live your dream, to wake up each and every day excited, enthusiastic about what the day has to bring. I know those in the chat room can no longer hear us, because we are now offline, but, you know, it's all good, and I just thank you for purchasing the book. You're also going to get your one-hour free coaching that comes along with the book, so please, please send me your best day and time that you can get 1 hour dedicated to you, whatever it is that you want to work on. Again, shout out to Cincinnati, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, North Carolina, California, Ms. Glojess out there, and so many others. And a special thanks to Ms. Patricia Martin, who is here every day, faithful, tunes into the show, gives me positive feedback, and I know she gives you feedback too, Mr. Walker, about the show. Others, I'm starting to put on Facebook comments as people, if you just text it to me or email it to me or inbox it to my Facebook, I will put it out there so that people, you know, every other successful business owner, whether, and especially people in the motivational author business, and I know, Mr. Walker, you talked about those who have already made it so successful, but let me tell you how they did it. I'm going to just share this secret with you. The only way they did it, Mr. Walker, is through the testimonies. Mm-hmm. They did not, because they had a great PR person. Don't get it twisted. They did not do it because they had awesome marketing strategies. That helped, yes. That helped. But guess what? If you do not have the testimonies of others, you're going nowhere.
Right.
And not you. I'm not saying you're not. I'm just talking in general.
Correct.
I'm saying you go to great places because you've got the testimonies. But so what I'm doing, I'm encouraging those of you, you can just type it like my sister. She was given so many accolades about this show. And we were just on the phone talking as we always do. Well, as she was talking, I was writing them down. Because
okay.
Before for people to mail it to you, but guess what? Everybody is just almost way too busy. And I'm not going to rely to wait on people to send me, you know, call me, leave it on my voicemail. I will write it down later. And it doesn't matter. As long as we have your name and you said it, it's not like, you know, we're doing it.
Right.
Okay? But, you know, God bless each and every one of you. And so we really, 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 really need those testimonies about the book, the program, the show, whatever it is you got. We'll take it, and believe me, you, when Mr. Walker makes it to the top and brings me with him, he ain't going to forget you, and neither will I. So,
amen, amen.
Oh, yes, we're going to have, listen, you see how Michael Bazin and them can have all those big parties? Well, let me tell you who got invited to the party. Trust me, it wasn't always family and friends. It was the people that stuck by him when he
Correct.
Didn't have any. That's who got an invitation. And people always wonder, well, how can I get an invitation? See, some people will never know how to get invited on a yacht.
Right,
you have to have.
Go.
Only Jesus takes Johnny come latelys. He's the
I
only one to let you in at the last minute but give you full status.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. But we have to be more like Christ, and we have to do that. But trust me, usually it's those of you who were here on the show when there were the fives and the tens and the 12s listening, okay? So
right.
We so appreciate you. And again, that's why when you see the award show and you see the Beyoncés and them get up there and they go talking about, you know, thank you. You know, a lot of times you certain names they don't mention because they have to mention the people in their heart that they know was there when nobody else believed in them. And you all are dynamic. You're phenomenal. And to me, and I know to Mr. Walker, you are precious jewels. So I thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Read those books, order those books, and we're going to have something special for you. It's not all about you sowing into us. We want to sow into you. So keep listening right here to one of the fastest growing, number one motivational talk shows in the world, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Who would have thought? All right, Mr. Walker, can't thank you enough for your, you know, being here, your faithfulness, your dedication. Keep going around the world. Keep traveling. Blow your name up as big as you can. Get those testimonies. Get them out there. Get them on your site. Let people know what others are saying about Mercy L. Walker, your book, and tell you that's how people are. The more they hear somebody else likes them, you know how we did when we saw somebody in that new shoes or those new, oh, they got that, and you go get it. So anyway,
right.
right? You know how we do.
That's
somebody
true.
Else gets black there for their driveway, you know we're going to go get it.
There you go. There you go.
Well, you know,
well,
it's
thank you, everyone. No, no problem. But I just want to say thank you to everyone, and thank you to you again, Coach. Have a wonderful week, and we will do this one more again on next Wednesday.
Yes. All right. Kiva says she's off to the bus stop. Later, Kiva. And I will talk to you also later. Mr. Walker, have a great and powerful week.
Thank you much. Bye-bye.
For tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.